to just have a few comments because I don't see a lot of these comments on regular news, even my favorite conservative news. For some reason, they're skipping some things, and that concerns me. But tomorrow is the National Day of Prayer, and Greg Laurie is being opposed by the Human Rights Campaign, the largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender advocacy organization in the United States, says that Pastor Laurie's message is out of step with what the majority of people of faith across the country believe. That's according to Dr. Sharon Groves, director of HRC's Religion and Faith Program, and according to the Christian Post. There's also a quotation, in greater numbers than ever before, people of faith are feeling compelled to speak up and organize for equality because of their faith. Does it matter what the Bible says? Does it matter what our traditions are? Does it matter who and what we are? There's a very small minority who is trying to force us and is succeeding in silencing what God has said and putting their own agenda out there. What happened to a commentator, a sports commentator yesterday, is appalling. Chris Broussard made some statements about what the Bible says about homosexuality, which is absolutely true. The Bible does say God condemns homosexuality. He doesn't condemn the homosexual. He says, repent, come to me. But there's a growing number of people who say, I'm Christian and I am homosexual, as though that's just fine. Well, you know, there was a time in my life, I've come out and openly said before, that I am the woman at the well, basically. I was very deep into our culture's lifestyle of, you know, too many husbands, too many boyfriends. And the Lord came into my life. Everything changed. Oh, everything changed. It was awesome, especially in the first days of that, because when you first get cleaned up and out of the muck and mire, the change is so startling and shocking that it's sweet, sweet days. And it's been sweet ever since, and sweeter in different ways. But yeah, anyway, would it have been okay if I, in those days, would have just said, hey, I'm sluts for Jesus Christ, and I'm just going to continue with my lifestyle, and it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. Don't judge me. I am for Jesus Christ. I am a Christian. Welcome me into the flock, and it doesn't matter what God says. Is that, you know how God feels about that. We all do. That's not okay. You can't just say that what God has said is sin is not sin. It's my will over God's will. It's our will over God's will. No, there's no true Christian that believes that. So, you know, I feel for people who are stuck in their stuff, but the union of marriage is a union of souls. In fact, the acts that are supposed to be saved for marriage are a union of souls. It blends. We blend into each other. We become one, and we have children. I don't want to go into detail about what homosexuality is that we all know, but we all kind of just forget about. It's all about what TV portrays it as. It doesn't matter, and it honestly does not matter to me what other people do in their own rooms. But when they come into our schools, when they demand that our schools teach that this is what should be acceptable, that our kids should consider doing these things, and they are in California. Oh yes, they are. We're closing our eyes because we don't want to know. We don't want to hear it. Just like the Gosnell case, we don't want to hear it. And yet our kids are being preyed upon. Our kids are being handed over to the wolves. Too many pastors are not saying anything. Too many news organizations are very carefully not saying anything. They don't want to be threatened. They don't want to be hunted down like they did during Proposition 8. They don't want to be targeted. They don't want their houses put on the internet for everybody to see and find them, and for violence to happen, which is exactly what happened after Proposition 8 passed. Pretty much outlawing, I'm not sure how they put it, I don't want to say anything wrong, traditional marriage, and saying, no, we are not for gay marriage. But the polls have been compromised. The voting is clearly, I mean, there's proof now online that all kinds of cheating has been going on. We are convinced that we are the minority. We are not. People come right out and applaud people who uphold what God has said. It's becoming a very, very polarized, on purpose, choice between homosexuality and freedom of religion. And the media and our president seem to have very strong views on that, and it is not in line with America. and a lot of the world, France, has had some huge riots over this. We are not the minority, and we need to protect our children. And most Christians, myself included, I wouldn't care except that it's being used as a battering ram to go after our kids. And more are saying, okay, I guess that's what it is, but it's not. That people can't figure out what our anatomies are for. You cannot, oh my goodness, join souls using anatomy parts of plumbing. Plumbing has never been the recreation room. A recreation room, by the way, that requires marriage to enter if it's to be holy, if it's to be blessed by God, if it's to create life. I heard on the news 41% of all pregnancies ends in abortion in New York City. 41%? The blood on our hands, the gospel, the things that are going on. I know other news organizations, news commentaries are saying something about that, but we have to say something. We cannot be lukewarm. Our kids are targeted. If they're not murdered by our government, by our money being forced from us and into the hands of the people who are aborting our kids, murdering children, cutting their heads off, leaving them in saline solution to suffer and be tormented and die. And we do this because we were deceived. I really grieve for the women who have realized that maybe they shouldn't have done that, but we were so young. Don't beat yourself up. There is no condemnation in Christ. Just turn around. God has your little one in his hands. The Lord is faithful. Yeah, it was wrong, but God isn't about beating you up. He loves you. That's the Lord's love for us is so huge. But we are supposed to turn around and follow him. Turn around. Don't vote for the people who are forcing the money from us and giving it to people to butcher our babies. The blood is flowing strong in this country.